You have to help me.
What do you mean, to help you?
You have to tie Ngaga. I can't see her just behaving herself.
Camelina, come here.
What do you want?
Just come here.
What is it?
This is a play called Hurried Steps, and it was written by Dacia Maraini, who's an Italian playwright. It's a play that's being performed all over the world, probably especially today, all over the world, in different languages. She's written it in association with Amnesty International, and she's taken 8 stories, and she took 8 testimonies by women from all over the world, and they're all women who've experienced violence against them.
Looking at all the events across the southeast, this is the only performance I could see of a play that directly talks to women.
That's right. We have been performing the play now for 18 months, and we specifically perform during this week of International Women's Day and also in November, because November the 25th is the International Day of the Elimination of Violence Against Women, which is also obviously very pertinent.
Cosimo's got an idea, Camille, but you have...
Yes. It's a great idea. Come over here, next to me.
What are you two up to?
Shut your mouth.
What are you two up to? Rosario! Rosario!
Eugenia Caruso.
Alexander Scott.
Peter Landy.
Priya Bumra.
What's it like, guys, performing something like this? They're obviously very tense scenes.
Yeah, it can be really, really intense. I think it's really difficult subject matter, because you know that these stories are true, and, you know, regardless of your socioeconomic background, they're going on all over the world. And I think that's the aspect that we struggle with as actors, you know, to find truth and do justice, and to get that message out there as well, to let people know that, you know, there are women and men going through things just like this every day, and it's more common than you would think.
It's a very intimate performance.
Yeah, I think it is. It certainly, from my perspective, playing some of these characters makes it quite a tricky process. They're particularly alien to my way of thinking, and certainly culturally very different to what I'm kind of used to.
It probably stays with you a bit.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I think the most important thing, as Priya said, is the text, and, you know, that the stories speak for themselves. So we don't want to get in the way of that. And I think the most important thing is that we just communicate the stories, and hopefully, you know, people can take something away from that.
And on International Women's Day, how important is this performance to be involved with?
Very, I think. It's kind of an honour, really. It's been a pleasure being in it. It's an important issue. It's an issue that, gosh, it affects so many people, and we don't even know how many. And I just, you know, I just wish we could get it across to more.
What's your name, then? Aren't you Maria's daughter? Who's done this to you?
Can you fix this cut on my head, please?
Yes, I'll see to it now, but you've got blood running down your legs.
George Douglas, Tom Joyce Grammar School for Boys.
You've just been in the auditorium watching this performance. Why did you want to come along to this today?
Well, it's a domestic violence is a particular issue we're studying at the moment in our sociology course. It's quite shocking when it brings to light the kind of issues that go along around the world that you don't even realise, because they're not highlighted enough in media and such things, and especially those a bit closer to home in our Kent area.
How's it made you feel about your relationships with other women, other men?
It's funny to see a different perspective on how some people are so violent when... personally, for me, I wouldn't even consider something like that.
First, see to this cat, and then examine me, because you have to write it down that I have been raped. Who did that?
My brother, Rosario, held me, and the other one raped me in my house just an hour ago.